WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, and where you can get a baked bean and bacon-topped hot dog, where you can get a mac and cheese-topped hot dog, or mac and cheese and bacon-topped hot dog, plus all your other favorite toppings and their amazing Coney sauce. Plus, you can also get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for $5. You can't get lunch anywhere for $5 anymore. So stop by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford sometime this weekend. Can't go wrong. So our Fun Friday question of the day is, what was the name of your first pet, and what was it? And we got a response from Jeff in Fall River who says, good morning, Tim. I had a 140-pound American bulldog, all white with black patches throughout his body. His name was Beef. I love that. What a great name, Beef. My first dog, so we had a dog when I was real little that I think was either a beagle or a basset hound, if I can remember the stories correctly. I'll have to ask my parents next time I talk to them about, talking about all kinds of things, but I'll have to remember to talk to them about this dog because I don't remember anything about this dog. My mom still will start every conversation about this dog by saying, you remember Coco? Like, no, I don't remember Coco. I think I was like one or two. I don't remember that. So I guess we had that dog when I was really little. But then the first dog I remember, and my memory of the dog probably comes in when I was about 4 years old. We had a black dog named Popeye. And I guess I named it that. I don't know why I named it Popeye, but I named it Popeye. And except I said Popeye. So maybe I thought, Popeye was a dog name because I was saying it wrong. But anyway, that was the first dog I remember us having. And then we didn't have a dog for a long time when I was a kid. We had cats. And my whole life, going all the way back to when I was real little, I remember my mom had a cat, I guess it was her cat, named Gunther, even though it was a girl. The cat's name was Gunther, because I think they gave it the name and they didn't realize it was a girl until it got pregnant. So, I always joked when I was younger that Gunther was like a second mom to me. Like, she was very protective of me and very sweet and motherly, and she was probably the best dispositioned cat I've ever known in my life. Never attacked anybody. And then Gunther had kittens, and I got to keep one of the kittens. And even though it was a girl, I named it Orson. So we had Gunther and Orson, even though they were both females. And they had kittens all the time, and, we'd end up giving them away to people or whatever. But... And then on occasion we kept one of the kittens, but then, one of them ran away and I don't remember what happened to all the other ones, but we were more of a cat family for a long time. And then when I was 12 or so, 12, my mom decided she was finally going to get the Yorkshire Terrier she'd always wanted. We drove up to New Hampshire, fit in the palm of my mom's hand when we brought her home, named her Princess. And then they had that dog for a long time. And now my mom's had a series of dogs in the years since, but I didn't get my first dog when I moved out till after I'd been out on my own for, I don't know, probably 10 years. But I had a cat all that time, and then he had passed away, and now I have a new cat. But I would say Popeye's probably the first pet I can remember, because I think we had that dog before we had Gunther the cat, but I'm not totally certain on the timeline there. But what was your first pet? What was your first pet's name, and what kind of pet was it? 508-996-0500. You can also comment on our Facebook page or send an app chat or an open line voicemail. So as we're talking about some of these other stories that are out there, even though it is Fun Friday, Kevin says, Tippy, she was my beagle mix dog when I was a kid. Aw. Last night, the city council held the meeting where they considered the mayor's supplemental budget proposals for them to restore the money that they cut. And I didn't get to watch the meeting, obviously. I was at the concert. But Frank Mulligan was there, and he wrote an article at southcoasttoday.com. And he said, he points out that the council voted 7-4 to reinstate the Zeiterion Performing Arts Center's $495,000 budget for the current fiscal year. So two councilors flipped their votes, and they passed the funding for the Z. So if I have this right, because I'd have to go back and look at the previous article. But if I have this right, Ward 4 Councilor Derek Baptiste and Councilor-at-Large Naomi Carney flipped their votes. If I have that correct. And if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. I'll double-check during the next commercial break. But that's, you know, they still have concerns about where this money is going. And I think that's fair, but I think that's also, you know, questions that should have been answered during the budget hearings, not something that you try to figure out after the fact, which is why I think that this budget process is broken. There needs to be a better way. But that funding is now restored. The Zeiterion will move forward. They also are going to be dealing with the issue with the school budget, but there's some discrepancy between the school department's figure and the Mitchell administration's figure. So they want to take a little bit of a deeper look at that to figure out what the number needs to be. Frank's piece doesn't mention, so I don't know if it was discussed during the meeting, but some of these other austerity measures that the mayor was speaking about, will those not have to be funded? I mean, one of the concerns that they had about the Zeiterion, Councilor Oliver, Sean Oliver brought this up, was that the mayor said they would find the money for the Zeiterion if they didn't restore the funding, if they didn't fund the support agreement, the city would find that money somewhere. And so, you know, his point is, well, if you could have found the money, why didn't you? And, like, why aren't we doing it that way? And so I still think that that is a fair question. But for those who are concerned that, you know, the renovations at the Zeiterion would come to a stop, that its reopening was somehow in jeopardy, I mean, they still need to raise some more funds, but they're confident they can do that. And we'll have Rosemary on next month to talk about this. Let me see. When is she scheduled next? Give me a second here. August 12th. And she may be on with Jim Phillips even before that on Town Square Sunday. So you can get more answers to that. I didn't get to hear, again, like I said, I didn't get to see the meeting, didn't get to hear any parts of it, but I guess Chris McCarthy's name came up a few times. So I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about that when he comes in at 9 o'clock for South Coast Now. We can also discuss the latest on the Gabriel House fire. As I was mentioning in the last hour, the Fall River Police released body cam footage. You can see it on our website and on our app. The city of Fall River released the inspection report. The 6 years worth of inspection reports for different types of inspections. It's all on one centralized page, which we linked to in that story as well. But in the midst of all of this coming out yesterday, there was also a 10th victim who passed away. The woman who had suffered burns all over her body, and they had given her a 10% chance of survival. She succumbed to her injuries on Wednesday. And so now that brings the death toll to 10 in that fire. We've gotten the identities of 9 people. They're still waiting to contact next of kin for the 10th. You know, I wonder how that works. This might be a question to ask the DA's office at some point. But do they have like a time period of trying to contact next of kin before they say, okay, you know, we tried all that we could, and, you know, now we're just going to release the name to the public? Because there's no legal reason why they sit on someone's identity. As far as I know, I was always under the assumption that they do it so that a person doesn't find out their loved one died by reading about it in the paper. Sometimes that still happens. And we, believe me, we've gotten blasted about this before for things that we've written where they say, you know, this person's cousin didn't even know yet. They found out when they read it on your website. Well, I'm not the person that controls the information flow in the family. You know, if the DA's office felt like they had spoken to the family and that's enough, then we just put it out there because they released it. You know, we would get that all the time with photos of crashes where they would say, well, you put the license plate up there and like the family didn't even know yet. Well, the DA's office wouldn't put out a release about a fatal crash and include photos if they didn't know, or police wouldn't include photos if they didn't know that they'd contacted somebody. So anyway, again, I'm sure that's minutiae that most of you don't care about, but it's something that, you know, we have to consider. You know, people will want to know who is this 10th victim, or who is the as yet unnamed victim, and why aren't they saying anything? And it really is just as simple as they can't get a hold of a person's family member to let them know and to have them positively identify the person. So what is the time period in which that is applied? 508-996-0500. Also, we have another animal cruelty story. The 2 dogs that passed away in an overheated car in Bridgewater. And 2 women are now facing charges. And this is another case where people get on us because we didn't put the names of the people in the story. Well, the police didn't release their names. They weren't arrested. They're going to be summons to court. And I guess, you know, again, in the minutia of it all, you identify someone when they were arrested, that's public record, but I guess until they're arraigned with a summons, until they're arraigned, their identity isn't public record yet. So they will be summons to court. And we've got to start doing better. As I mentioned earlier, in this Bridgewater case, the police found that they felt like the dogs were living in unsanitary conditions in the home. And you hear that quite a bit in these cases that, you know, they weren't well cared for. So these aren't just an accident. I didn't mean to leave the dog in the car. I totally forgot the dog was in the car. This isn't that. This is people that they feel like have an issue taking care of their animals overall. And the sad thing is people say, well, what's going on? It's an epidemic. We hear about this all the time. There's all these big animal cruelty cases. What's going on? Why are people suddenly not taking care of their pets? The sad thing is I don't think it's anything new. We've just become more vigilant about it as a society. And we've just, you know, gotten to the point where law enforcement will put out a press release. They will alert people about this when before they might not have considered this a serious enough crime to broadcast it out there. So we've changed the way that we look at it and put a spotlight on it in the hopes of reducing it. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
What was good one? So she chased after her dream with much desire. But when she got too close to her expectation, her dream burned up like paper and fire.
And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news, and then on the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. Take it away, Mike.
Maine police arrest a teen suspect in a murder. A golfer in New Jersey struck by lightning. And The Late Show with Stephen Colbert has been canceled.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A 17-year-old male from Maine under arrest in connection to the murder of a paddleboarder. According to Maine State Police, the unidentified juvenile was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Long Creek Youth Development Center. The victim was identified as 48-year-old Sunshine Stewart, and the medical examiner's office confirmed her cause of death as strangulation and blunt force trauma. Authorities say the investigation is still ongoing. A medical emergency is the reason why a Southwest Airlines bound for Denver had to make a diversion to Salt Lake City. The crew made the decision to divert while en route from Sacramento. The plane was originally supposed to land in Denver at 9:05 yesterday, but it was about 2 hours late. A Texas cop killer appealing his death sentence. Lawyers for Otis McCain accuse his trial counsel of botching his defense.
With little investigation into their client's life, the result was a penalty phase riddled with errors.
Attorney Sarah Brandon says the jury in the death penalty trial never heard how McCain was having a mental breakdown, and she attacked the prosecution's key witnesses who painted the 50-year-old as a psychopath. McCain allegedly murdered San Antonio police detective Benjamin Marconi in his car, execution style, in 2021. Funeral services are taking place for the golfer who died after being hit by lightning while playing in New Jersey. The wake for Simon Mariani was held yesterday, and a funeral taking place this morning. The 28-year-old was hit by lightning during a fast-moving storm last week while he was at the 15th hole at Ballyowen Golf Course in Sussex County. He passed away from his injuries on Monday. Investigators believe a paranormal expert who died suddenly in Pennsylvania while touring with the Annabelle doll last weekend passed away from natural causes.
State police say there was nothing unusual or suspicious inside Dan Rivera's hotel room after the 54-year-old was found dead by coworkers on Sunday night. Rivera was in Gettysburg as part of a cross-country tour with the doll best known from the Conjuring horror movie series and believed by many to be haunted. Rivera's exact cause of death is pending the results of an autopsy. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Fans are slamming a new wig that was recently promoted by the late Tina Turner's estate. The official Tina Turner wig was made of 100% human hair and created by her hairstylist, Arthur Johns. While Johns insists the $1,000 wig is representative of the kind of hairpieces he styled for Turner, fans say it looked like Little Orphan Annie. The wig was removed from the Tina Turner website and all social channels within hours of its introduction. CBS canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The network says his final show will be in May. Colbert, who hosted the show since 2015, said he learned of the news on Wednesday night. The network said it's purely a financial decision and not related to the show's performance. CBS says it considers Colbert irreplaceable and will retire The Late Show franchise. The first full trailer for Stranger Things 5 is now out. The final season of the hit Netflix show will follow the aftermath of the villainous Vecna, bringing upside down to Hawkins. Netflix will release the show's final episodes in three parts. The first batch will drop November 26th, which will be followed by the second part on Christmas Day and the series finale on New Year's Eve. Connie Francis, the iconic singer, who is one of the top-selling female artists of all time, has died.
You can ask the flowers, I sit for hours.
She died Wednesday night, 2 weeks after being taken to the hospital in extreme pain. Francis sold millions of records throughout the 1950s and 60s with hits like Who's Sorry Now and Where the Boys Are. And she was the first woman to have a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with the 1960s song Everybody's Somebody's Fool. Francis made it into the Spotify charts just this year thanks to a TikTok trend using her 1962 song Pretty Little Baby. Connie Francis was 87. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox back at it this afternoon, taking on the Cubs in Chicago at 2:20.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Happy Friday, everyone. Starting out in a much nicer note here with some sunshine to start the day. Temperature is going to be in the low to mid 80s this afternoon, although I really think most of us end up between about 80 and 83 degrees, which is right on the money for this time of year. It's a breezy day, I'll give you that, but some sunshine mixing with the clouds today, and we end up with a nice, comfortable, dry feel rather than the sticky one we've had these last few days as well.
I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop. New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
And before we get into the Gen X Files, let me remind you that tomorrow is the big summer grand tasting at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Over 10 different vendors there with a variety of different types of spirits for you to try, beer and wine and cocktails and, what do they call them, RTDs, ready-to-drink cocktails, and bourbon and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a fantastic variety, smorgasbord, hodgepodge, whatever word you want to use. But it's going to be all great stuff that'll make your summer sipping a little bit better. And you get to try it all for free tomorrow, plus 10% off anything that you buy that they are tasting during the hours of 1 to 4 tomorrow. So that's at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, 1 to 4 p.m. I will be over there. Don't know if I'll be there the whole time. If Stephanie's there, she's probably going to tell me to be there the whole time because I'm kind of her second pair of hands if she needs it. Otherwise, even if you can only pop in for 10 or 15 minutes, it's well worth it because you get the chance to experience some things you might not have tried before, and you get to meet some really cool people. All the folks that are there are very passionate about the stuff they'll be pouring, and they can give you all kinds of information about it. You learn a lot as well as you get to try a lot. So that'll be happening tomorrow from 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, 115 Huddleston Avenue. I will see you over there. Right now, though, let's go to the, well, you know what? I'm just going to let this guy say it.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Actor James Brolin is 85 today, as is legendary New York Yankees manager Joe Torre. Billionaire businessman and Virgin founder Richard Branson turns 75. Actress Margot Martindale is 74. Golfer Nick Faldo, 68. That's family. Vin Diesel is fast and furiously turning 58 today. Singer and rapper MIA is 50. Three actresses celebrating birthdays. You know her as Beth Dutton on Yellowstone. Kelly Riley is 48. Kristen Bell is 45. And Priyanka Chopra Jones is 43. She's great in that new movie, Heads of State, with John Cena and Idris Elba. It's on Amazon. In 1974, the U.S. Board of Immigration Appeals informed John Lennon that he had 60 days to leave the country or face deportation. This was the second time that the ex-Beatle, who was deemed undesirable because of a 1968 marijuana possession charge, had faced a deportation order, the first coming in the previous year. To Lennon's relief, the U.S. Court of Appeals overturned the deportation threat in 1975, and the following year, he was granted permanent resident status. Imagine not wanting John Lennon to be a citizen of your country because he had pot once. In 1978, Def Leppard made their live debut in their hometown of Westfield School, Sheffield. The gig took place in the school's dining hall before an audience of 150 students. The group would go on to record an independently released EP a year later, launching a career that would take off in the 1980s and yield several platinum LPs.
Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's too rock and roll to me.
Give it to me, Billy. There we go. 18th of July, 1980, Billy Joel held the top position on both the U.S. albums and singles chart. His album Glass Houses contained his first and biggest number one hit, It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. And make sure you check out the new documentary, And So It Goes, on HBO Max, all about Billy Joel. It's available now. Actually comes out today. July 18th, 1989, was the tragic murder of actress Rebecca Schaefer, a crime that brought attention to the issue of stalking and led to the anti-stalking legislation in California. The 21-year-old Schaefer had reached national attention, starring on the sitcom My Sister Sam. 1991, the first night of the Lollapalooza tour at the Compton Terrace in Phoenix, featuring Living Color, Susie and the Banshees, Jane's Addiction, Nine Inch Nails, Rollins Band, and Butthole Surfers. July 18th, 1992, Bobby Brown married Whitney Houston at her New Jersey estate, and she was dressed in a $40,000 Marc Boer wedding gown. Those in attendance included Stevie Wonder, Gloria Estefan, Natalie Cole, Patti LaBelle, and Freddie Jackson. After years of making tabloid headlines, Houston would file for divorce in September 2006. And on July 18th, 2001, Kiss added another product to their ever-growing merchandising universe, the Kiss Casket. The coffin featured the faces of the four founding members of the band, the KISS logo, and the words, KISS Forever. Pantera guitarist Dimebag Darrell was buried in one after he was shot and killed on stage in December 2004. That's the Gen X Files for July 18th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where all month long they are celebrating National Ice Cream Month with special days all through July. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook for more information. All right. I mean, I don't know anybody that's been buried in a KISS casket. If you know anybody that was, let me know. I know people who are huge KISS fans, but I don't know if they would go that far. I mean, I would be buried in a KISS casket if I went to the funeral home and it, well, not me, but, you know, if it was the cheapest option. If, like, that was the one that was on sale, like, we got one of these KISS caskets left. And we can't use it anymore because they fired Peter, Chris, and Ace Frehley again. So we can't sell it at full value. So we're just trying to discount it. You know, if you want that one, it's we'll give it to you for $100. Like, then yes, I would take a KISS casket. But like, I'm not. It's not gonna be my first choice when I go in there. In fact, I don't need one at all. Just you know, throw me in a wood chipper or something. Throw me in a dumpster somewhere. I am not picky. If I've always said, if I was going to be buried. And I don't care. You can cremate me and throw me away, whatever you got to do. But if I was going to be buried, I would want to be buried in Burial Hill Cemetery in Plymouth. But they haven't allowed burials there since the 1960s, I believe. So if I can't get in there, then I don't really care what happens. I just thought it would be cool to be buried with the pilgrims. And that place is always kind of a special place in my heart. So. Other than that, just, you know, dump me on the side of the road, make a story up about it. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care what happens. The, what was I, Hold on 1 second. There we go. Going to turn that music off before I take a break. All right. Now we got it there. Now I can take my break. Otherwise, it would have been Gen X Files music playing over the commercials. All right. We will take a break when we come back on the other side. More with you. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. The sun. Oh, well, I can't stand in the place where I work today. No, sorry, Michael Stipe and REM. I'm too tired to stand. And I'm not, you know, I didn't drink last night. I brought a big jug of water, so I kept hydrated. It's just, you know, being out there in 90-degree heat that feels like 95, it's just going to zap you of energy. And it was a long day, and so, yeah, I knew I was going to be in for it. And then I'm going to be in for it tonight because I'm driving a friend to the airport. I got to get up at 2 in the morning, pick her up at 3. Get her there for 4 because her flight's at 5:40. So, yeah, like 3:40 we got to get there. So, yeah, it's going to be early. And then I'll go home, take a nap, and then see everybody at Stevie's. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
You're going to be flat on your back all day Sunday, and that's where you belong.
Yeah, Sundays I usually just stick to home and do a little work on the computer and then watch TV.
Oh, my stars. Honestly, you deserve a vacation, Tim. So first, I just wanted to tell you, I didn't go out last night. I stayed home, and I listened to all the 50s music. I wanted to listen to your hard work, because the night before, you were up till 10:30, I'm sure, doing the last tweak and the last stuff for it to go off without a hitch. And I said, you know, I went the year before, and I enjoyed it, but this time, not knowing the Sandman song, I said, wait. I've got to listen to this, and you work so hard on it. So I just stayed home, and I was going through stuff and making donation bags for the bins. And I came across something from the 1950s, and I said, oh, my God, this is for you. This is going to be for Tim. It was in with my husband's stuff, and I was like, oh, my God, this is – wait till you see it. I'll bring it to you either – Monday or Tuesday, because I got to bring Chris's gift card. It was supposed to be wrapped with his book, but it came out from the ribbon. So I'll drop that off to you guys. I might see you tomorrow, too. But anyways, and I just wanted to... Oh, I'm so glad you had a great time at the concert.
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic.
And she had a lot of energy still, huh?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, I can't believe the show she puts on. And doing it in that heat and just, she's such a funny person. And I knew like she was an engaging and funny person, but I had no idea like that she was, you know, that funny.
Right. Yeah. Oh gosh. I almost bought her tickets 2 months ago when I knew she was going there. But then I said, no, I held off. I don't know. Part of me regrets it. And my first pet, we had a dog. It was part wolf and part Siberian husky, but that's a story for another day. That dog was really something. And so my very own, where my mom said, okay, this can be yours, I had it, my cat. It was Apricot. She was a real light peach-colored cat and white. The peach-colored markings on white fur. Oh, my God, I loved her. But she died young from cat kidney failure or something. But Apricot, I loved her. And I want to ask you a question. When you set off the Gen X Files, that language, people really learned how to talk that. What did they call it?
The language?
Yeah, you know when you start the Gen X Files and then the guy speaks that the forked tongue or whatever it is?
That's an alien voice.
Right.
I picked that up from a transmission one night from a distant planet.
No, but there was a show, a sci-fi show, and everybody started learning how to speak a certain alien language. And I was wondering if that was it, because it almost reminds me. It was a big thing. Everybody actually had their own. I'll try really hard to remember it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe even you could poke around and find out. But, yeah, so I guess that's about it. I just, wow, 50s music. They really had a lot of good songs.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. We'll do it all again next year, hopefully.
I know.
There's just like a little thing where we have to get permission to be able to play music on certain, there's certain days that we can do it and we can. It's a whole big thing. But as long as everything shakes out, we'll just keep doing it every year.
Oh, Right. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely go next year. But yeah. So, anyways, I'm just happy the way it worked out for me. So now I know the 50s, and yeah, they had some great, great songs. Wow.
Right.
And that's about it. Just have a great schedule of the weekend, everybody. And I probably will pop in and see you tomorrow. But if not, because I might be going to Plymouth tomorrow. I'm not sure if it's Saturday or Sunday I'm going.
Well, if I see you, I see you. If not, I'll see you next time.
Yep. You'll see me either Monday or Tuesday.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we got to take a break here. Let me get this done, and we'll be back in just a few moments. By the way, 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cadju to talk about the New Bedford highway murders. We'll be right back.